St. Wenceslaus, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, did you have a good night's sleep last night? Did you have any dreams? Well, they say that we dream every time we fall asleep, and that dreaming is a way of the mind sort of cleaning things out, mental housekeeping, you might call it. But usually we don't remember our dreams. Sometimes Almighty God uses a dream to speak to us. For example, that's the only way St. Joseph was ever told what to do. The angel would always come to him, but in a dream. Well, the last few days we've had what you could call a triduum of dreams with our saints. So on the Feast of the North American Martyrs on Tuesday, one of the terrible problems they had with the Indians was that they were so superstitious, they believed that if they dreamt something, it had to happen absolutely. So if you dreamt that you took a tomahawk and hit another Indian over the head, that's what you would do when you woke up. And the Jesuits, holy though they were, had the hardest time persuading the savages that no, that wasn't true, that's false. And the next day, yesterday, Saints Cosmas and Damian, remember, they're the physicians without pay, the doctors who never charged. Well, wherever their relics were kept or where they built beautiful churches in their honor, in Turkey and Constantinople and in Rome, sick people would go there to pray at their shrine, but they would spend the night. And there was a pious belief that if they had a dream about Saints Cosmas and Damian, in the morning, they would be healed. And Fra Angelico, the great Renaissance artist in Florence, painted a beautiful series of pictures about some of those dreams and some of those healings. Now, today's saint, he had a dream. It was a dream that he could never fulfill. He wanted to become a Benedictine oblate, which means to be sort of an honorary monk and to lead a holy life. And he wanted to have the monks come to his country and build monasteries so they could educate and Christianize his people, who were terribly pagan. But his wicked brother killed him. Rakla was his name, I think. He killed him at the instance of his own mother. His mother, Drahomira, was a pagan woman, and she was unusually evil, even for that time. This was the 10th century or so, and this was in what today is the Czech Republic. And so he got killed on St. Michael's Day. He was going to church, either to make a visit or to go to Mass. We're not sure what. And his pagan brother slew him. Well, he was never able to accomplish his dream, but still he did a lot at night. What you were just saying, that was St. Wenceslaus. It's a Christmas carol for us, but St. Wenceslaus would go off at night with his servant and a load of wood and some food, not only for regular poor people, but also for what's called the decayed nobility. That means wealthy people who had a big palace, only they ran out of money and they couldn't keep things up and pay the servants anymore. Well, saints would be very sympathetic to people like that, and he would give them alms discreetly, very quietly. You might say that when he became the king, their country was so pagan that it was a very bleak place. It was like a nightmare to live there. It was all dark and pagan, and there were gallows everywhere. Everyone was always being executed for one crime or another. And our saint didn't believe in executing criminals, not even the very guilty ones. And if he couldn't get them off the hook, he would come to them also at night, secretly, and he would give them money. Because back then, if you were condemned to death and you paid some money, you could get off. But when he gave them the money, he would always give them a little talk in a kind way, like a father or a mother would to a child, about sanctifying grace and saving your soul and getting to confession and all of the things that a criminal would certainly need to hear. Now, there's another saint today, and she really is a saint of dreams, and she's a Benedictine abbess, and her name is Saint Leoba, which was a nickname her mother gave her when she was born, which is Saxon for dearly beloved, dearly beloved child. And she was a dear child to her parents. But according to the custom of the day, they sent her to the nuns to be educated. And she was one of the most learned women of her age. She knew all about everything, about arithmetic and grammar and writing and speaking and the sacred scriptures and languages. And she taught the other nuns too. And it was a very holy and a very educated convent where she was. Well, she had a cousin who became a missionary, and he was a monk too, and his name was Saint Boniface. And she got writing to him, and they used to exchange letters, and she would write to him and send a little gift sometimes, and then he would send a little letter back, and then she would pass his letters all around to all of the monasteries so everyone could get the news, and they could all know they should be helping out and praying for Saint Boniface. Before she was born, her mother had a dream. You know how Saint Dominic's mother had a dream? Well, Saint Leoba's mother dreamt that she was carrying a bell, and that this bell rang out beautifully but merrily. When people heard the bell, it made them happy, because that's how St. Leoba would be, with spreading good cheer and Christian charity. Later on, she had another dream of yarn, purple yarn, coming out of her mouth more and more and more and more and more, and it became a big ball of yarn. And one of the other nuns explained that to her. That meant that by her, she would be spreading the Catholic faith and the warmth of charity for the missionaries. And that's what she did. St. Boniface finally asked her to come to his country, where he was a missionary in Germany, and she built a monastery, and she was very wise and very holy, and lived a long, long time, and converted many people. The dream that her mother had came true. Well, that's a little something about dreams today, children. It's good to have dreams. Well, you can't help if you have dreams or not. But I mean, have dreams, things that you would like to do. What's your dream? What would you like to do when you grow up? What good or holy thing would you like to see done? And those dreams can inspire us during the daytime when we're awake. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.